Chinook, it's a warm wind.
It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into Native heritage,
how things are and how they got that way.
Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook Profiles. I'm Paula Schiller. This program begins a special series. I'll be talking to Della Keats, one of the most revered women in the far north. She is a traditional healer. The first time I saw her was while she was giving a talk to the Tanana Chiefs Conference Health Aides. Her fame had preceded her, and the conference room was packed with eager listeners. The next time I met her was at Jane Pender's house in Fairbanks. We sat in the Pender living room, half of which is for people, and the other half, well, it's for the birds.
This is a little off the subject, but what kind of noise was that pinging noise?
That is a noise that's made by Phoebe, who is an African gray parrot. And as near as we can figure out, that sound is a bell sound, which she learned because one of the things she does for fun is to hit her beak against the metal water dish, and it makes a ringing sound. And that's the only thing that we can figure that makes her do that.
That parrot is in the home of Jane Pender, who just introduced the parrot. And Jane is also going to introduce us to Della Keats, who is a traditional healer. And Jane, could you just tell us how long you've known Della and what traditional healing is about?
Well, Della and I have been very good friends and closer than friends for about 20 years. And we have traveled together up the Kobuk River and up the Noatak River and to Point Hope. And we have camped out together and we have talked together and we have cared about each other for all of this time. Della is probably the most respected woman in the Arctic world, in the Alaskan Arctic world, and possibly beyond our borders also. She is a traditional healer, a person who knows a lot about the way the body works and how to cure things that go wrong and how to prevent problems. For many years, she traveled everywhere in the Arctic at her own expense. Sometimes that was pretty difficult because she didn't have all that amount of money. But she had learned how to deal with many of the problems that happened to people. And they would call her to come to them. And very often they didn't have enough money to send for her, and so she would somehow raise it and go to them. In more recent years, she has been associated with the Norton Sound Health Corporation, which has helped to subsidize her somewhat, and Maniluk, the Nana, the nonprofit arm of the Nana Corporation, also has been of some help to her. She utilizes herbal remedies and manipulation, and her own thorough knowledge of anatomy in order to bring about her cures. She works very closely with the Public Health Service doctors, and she is very often the first one to see an ill patient. And when she is unable to help, she can very often persuade people to come on into the hospital, which is sometimes quite a problem, not really for Eskimo people, but for everyone. They need someone like Della to help them make up their minds.
Is what Della does a gift that only she can possess, or is it something that can be learned?
Well, I personally think that Della possesses a gift, but she is also succeeding in teaching it to other people. She's passing on her knowledge. But she has an extraordinary skill, I believe.
The skill that Della Keats possesses is not hard to sense when you watch her describe how she heals people. She unselfconsciously shows how to replace dislocated joints and how to turn unborn babies around in their mother's wombs. But to only listen to her is a little frustrating. For one, English is not the language of her thoughts or of her healing. She works with her hands and feelings. But, oddly enough, she began her life's work from knowledge learned from a book she read while she was a little girl in Noatak. How did you learn about healing people?
Well, in the first place, I didn't think of that. But I learned. I have a book when I was in school about our physical, about our body. So then the book was so interested to me. And when I got it, I never forget it. I put it in my mind. And then when somebody needs help like that, like injured people or burnt or something else, I could try to help them the way I learned from the book. Nobody teach me. There's no one to teach me. I got it myself by my own experience.
Why do you like helping people?
I sure like to help people, even right now. I'm getting old, all right, but I appreciate it to help, like my own body, my neighbors everywhere, even I don't know the people. The people are just like me. I hate to see our people ill. Hate to see it.
Do you remember the first person you helped?
Right. I deliver a woman because nobody have to help her around. We were heading down to the coast and we were in a camp and her husband have to come and get me for helping her because she's having a labor. Even I don't know how to deliver the baby, so I got it a little from my book that time.
How old were you?
Well, I was 16. Mm-hmm. And the first one, a man, came to us too by that time, and he cut his big blood vein right by front of his wrist, and I take care of it. Good thing I was learned from my book, and I stopped the blood bleeding. He would die, and I save him. The first man I save. He would die if I wasn't there.
Did you
take it back to village? Yeah.
Sew his arm?
No, I didn't put stitch to it. My needle is over there. I would sew it, put stitch with my own hair. I would put stitch, but nobody to help me. Nobody. I called for help, all right, while I was holding it.
Mm-hmm.
To bring my needle case over there. Nobody come in. So I wrapped it with, good thing I brought muslin, white cloth. So I don't know how many yards I use, maybe 3 yards I use. After I use sugar sack, flour sacks to it and wrap it. And finally I have to tie it right on the upper bone of his arm, right on the middle.
To stop the blood.
Stop the blood, holding it. And then when he kind of get faint, we have to take it back to village. We could take one day, his own dogs and his partner's dog. 3 men was with me, and I take him back, put his feet to my, next to my belly. You know, let him, get him warm. Holding, watching him same time. And I save him. The teacher there, he changed the bandage dressings. But he said, it's doing pretty good. It didn't get infected, and it stopped. And he's alive for a long time, for a long, long time. Finally, he died when he got old.
Were you ever afraid you might not be able to help somebody?
Right, and if I get really nervous, we would let him die. I have a feeling to help him, try to help him. Good thing I read from the books. He would die right there, lose blood, you know.
You know more than what you read in books, though.
Right. Everything. By my own experience, I do and pass it, everything. I learn by my own.
From her own experience, beginning at 16 with the delivery of a stillborn baby and the saving of a man's life. Since then, Della has delivered hundreds of babies and saved many lives. Her techniques are simple, natural, and according to the many doctors who are her friends and allies, based not on superstition but on sound medical principles. We'll hear more from Dr. Della in another edition of Chinook Profiles. I'm Paula Schiller, and this has been a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
Chinook, it's a warm wind. It's a changing wind.
Chinook, a program for and about Alaskan natives.
Chinook Echoes is looking back into native heritage, how things are and how they got that way. Chinook Patterns is information.
Issues that affect the patterns of Alaskan life.
Chinook Profiles, portraits of people, places, events.
But mostly the people who are Alaskan.
Welcome to Chinook. I'm Paula Schiller, and this is the second part of a series with Della Keats. Della is a traditional healer. She's from Kotzebue, but she's famous throughout the Arctic for helping people, both in body and in spirit. She grew up in Nunatak and learned about the human body from a book. She delivered her first baby at the age of 16, and now she is almost 72 and has not only delivered hundreds more babies, but she has learned how to prevent miscarriages, turn babies around to avoid breech births, and even to unwind the umbilical cord from around a baby's neck before birth, thus solving the most dangerous childbirth problems without aid of x-rays or any fancy monitoring equipment. She does it by feeling. As she put it, she has good hands.
I deliver, I don't know how many, maybe 100.
100 babies?
Right. Twins, babies. And I save the mothers a lot of time. I help that was beating, was going to have a miscarriage. When I touched the baby and said it right, I saved 4 babies.
How?
They were bleeding to lose it.
Oh.
And I stopped the bleeding and put the baby where it used to be. When it's way down inside the pelvis, a woman easy to get miscarriage. And when you help him, this is the way I always help pulling the wombs up from here, and then when you're able to touch it, hook it up and pull it easy.
Pull the baby back
easy,
up.
Pull it easy back up. And push the intestines, large intestine down there, so it won't go back down. I saved three babies. They even named of my Eskimo name. I could even turn a baby that mother carrying it upside down.
You can turn the baby?
Turn the baby down. Sideways, wrong way. I could take the cords right around the neck before the baby was born. Right now, when I get back home, pregnant ladies will check again, maybe. I always check the baby. It's better when you check it when it's 6-7 months. When it's around 3-4 months, I always scared to touch the baby, all right. But anyway, when I try to save the baby, I'll save it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of pretty hard to touch a woman when their baby was not really normal. I hate to bust the water. You have to work on it careful. I myself have premature baby.
You did?
4 months, 13 days. Too bad I didn't take a scale with me when we go down to the camp. Maybe it was about 3 ounces.
A baby 3 ounces?
A baby. It was so small. Because 8 inches doll dresses so big to him. Less than 8 inches, maybe around 6 inches. Because when he was 3 months old, I measured his, the girls tried to make a makluk, so it was too big for him. His toe and his heel when he was 3 months old. And his leg right here.
Here Della was showing me that the entire foot of her baby, born 4.5 months premature, was smaller than her thumb from its tip to first knuckle, and that the baby's leg was smaller than her index finger. I can't imagine another woman being able to keep such a baby alive in a tent above the Arctic Circle in 1931.
I keep him alive by my own experience. I put it right on the middle of the tent or on the house. Make a little box, let it make a little box, and use hard water bag for the mattress. Not real hot, not real cold. Cool. But you have to watch that, look after it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And put wrapped him with down quilted little blanket lined with a flannel sheet. Never use clothes. When I put clothes to it, always get cold easy. And put it in a box and put the air over here and keep it in a box all the time. And you have to turn it all the time. Because when he stays too long, his head always kind of get crooked. I have to shape it standing.
Because it was so soft.
Soft. Everything soft. You have to handle good. And I fed him with eardropper. I have no way to give him bottle. Never think of. I have to fed him from my breast. I squeeze it to a teaspoon, and then use eardropper and fed him. So she have to wait for a long time till he swallow it. And use boiling water to drink every day. Mm. Use water every day. Let give him with eardropper. Little tiny baby I have. Right, you know what? Right now he's working down at school. And he's maintenance right now.
He's all grown up.
Not too big, all right, kind of short. I was so surprised how I'd get him alive. But the only thing, I get tired. Try to let him move all the time with a syringe. Give him syringe all the time with rubber. Just squeeze it.
Oh.
Always let him move. Can't move himself. And when I get tired, I take him to hospital. Doctor was so surprised at it. And he advised me to give teaspoon of butter. Take the salt out from the top. Give him a butter every day. So I did. Now he could start moving himself. I'm afraid when he get big, he will use a syringe all the time, enema all the time. That's what I thought. I was so scared.
Mm.
I don't want him to losing his intestine, his large intestine. That's what I thought myself. And I take him to hospital. And he advised me to drink 2 glasses in an hour to make my breast weaker. I have a rich breast. His stomach can't work too much.
Hmm.
He was so smart. Anyway, he's alive. He's around, he was born 31. Now, 48.
Della Keats, traditional healer. For Chinook, I'm Paula Schiller, and this has been a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.